I liked this and this and this about that Dom. I liked this and this and this about myself and the way that I submitted, and that is what I now want to bring into my current relationship.
Welcome to the Daddy Dom Podcast, providing Daddy Dom insights and perspectives to the DDLG and DS relationship, connection, and interactions through conversation and spicy audios. Join me as I continue this journey to be the best Daddy Dom for you. And welcome back to the Daddy Dom Podcast. Before we start this episode today, I want to give a shout out, a total thank you from the bottom of my heart to all those who have subscribed to my Patreon, the Daddy Dom Podcast Patreon page. It has been a blessing. I honestly, when I started this project, I didn't know where it was going to go or going to lead, or if anybody at all would listen to us, and I would just be listening to the sound of my own voice. But thank you to all of you who've subscribed and interacted with me there and get the bonus episodes and the Q&As. And I really take to heart all the interaction that we have there, all the questions you have, all the ideas you have for future episodes, and just a back and forth discussion on episodes that we've had in the past. It's a great place, a great community that we are starting to build on Patreon. So if you do have a chance, you know, take a chance and come and say hi to me. That's where I live there, outside of the podcast, is the Daddy Dom Podcast on Patreon. You can find all the links in the bio of this episode, and I hope to see you there. If you do end up there, please reach out and say hi, and don't be afraid to interact. It's a very safe space for all of us to be. On this part three of a four-part series of my chat with Anya, submissive Anya from Down Under, we are going to dive further into, you know, the specifics of better relationships. How does the DS-DDLG relationship build better relationships? Where do those things go, the specific experiences, the positive things, the specific people that lead to better relationships, the discussion of hard and soft limits, her take on what it should it be a chore, should it be something that's mutually pleasurable between you both, and to really dive into the interaction, both sexually and non-sexually, between a daddy and his little girl. We also have a chat about overcoming society's morals and, you know, the constrictions that society, whether it be religious, cultural, community, you know, have on sex and kink as a whole, and overcoming those things. And I think the underlying theme that we've had through all these parts of this conversation is, you know, the difference between the sexual relationship of a DDLG, DS relationship, and the relationship itself, and the different things that it encompasses and requires, the expectations of the Dom, her perspective, my perspective. We also get into, you know, the importance of attentiveness on a daily basis within that relationship and how it fuels, you know, the desire for your Dom or for your sub. And at the end, we have a nice big laugh, or at least I do, of discussing what is the most intimate moment between two people that you could share, and outside of the kink things and whatnot. Anyway, I'll let you listen. I'm such a juvenile sometimes, and I do apologize for that. But I hope you enjoy this part three of my chat with Anya from Down Under.
Tell me something positive or unexpected unexpected that has left you a lasting impression that you've carried into your other relationships, whether it be a scene or a moment or a period of time within a relationship or just an experience, you know, a one-off experience? Has there been anything that's been, you know, very positive or unexpected that has left a lasting impression upon you?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think
because there's been so many.
There has. Again, not too many, but there's been quite a few. I think there was one dom sub dynamic that I was in, which really taught me a lot. And I always think of this one experience, which is why I'm choosing to talk about this one, because I think if you always go back to that one relationship, it says a lot about the power of that dynamic that you had with that person. I think I learnt very quickly when I met that person that, and I've said this to you, I said it earlier and I've said this to you before, but certain people just have that dom energy that I look for. Mm-hmm. Now this person, you know, was very successful in their private life, and just sort of exuded this power, not only in their professional life, but also behind the scenes in everything else. Now, that's not a prerequisite for being a good dom. They definitely had a lot of learning to do, and I don't think this person was truly a dom, say, for life. I think that it was something that they enjoyed from time to time, and certainly it was the entire makeup of our short relationship that we had. You know, I think I wanted a little bit more outside of it, but that was really the dynamic we were in, and that was it. There was nothing outside of that.
And that's okay, you know. Yeah. You can have a dynamic between two people that is simply a dom sub relationship. It's a kink that you both enjoy. It's something that you want to do together, but your personalities don't necessarily match outside of that, and that's okay to have that.
Yeah, 100%. It is okay. And I think that the reason that it made such a lasting impression on me, that relationship, was because I truly learned how submissive I can be. I don't think I had ever given myself wholeheartedly to someone in that way, emotionally and sexually, etc. I truly learned the extent of my submission and how far I can push those limits, which was a lot further than I initially thought. And it was such a positive experience, you know, although that relationship ended naturally itself, which was hard for me, it was a positive experience because it allowed me to see what I can actually get to and the kind of submission that I would love to have in my life more often. So it guided me now, I think, to the relationship that I'm in currently, which is a lot healthier, obviously more emotional, more connected. It's a life partnership. It's not just a sexual relationship. But the sexual nature of my relationship now is very much modeled on what I had with that previous dynamic, because I can see, okay, I liked this and this and this about that dom. I liked this and this and this about myself and the way that I submitted, and that is what I now want to bring into my current relationship, which has just, I think, worked pretty well for me and seamlessly blended in. Those experiences have taught me something.
Yeah, so if I might indulge in that, I've always talked about, you know, hard and soft no's, hard and soft limits and whatnot. And it's, you know, in any relationship, whatever it is, you have the give and take of what each other is willing to do for the other. Yeah. And have you found that you have had to, you know, perform or do certain things for your Dom that was truly for the more their pleasure than yours? And, you know, did you have any hard limits that you had to say, I just cannot do that. I'm sorry. We're going to have to work something out.
Yeah, I think that's happened many times where I've just said, you know, I'm really not into this, or that's too much for me. I think there's a difference, of course, between doing something and sort of feeling like it's a chore just to make the other person happy, and doing something because you know it'll make them happy, which makes you happy.
Well, and so that's I think that leads me, that's part of my question. Yeah. As a submissive role, as a submissive person, do you find that, you know, doing those soft no's for your Dom gives you a, maybe not an equal pleasure, but a valued pleasure to the sexual play that you're in?
It definitely does. I mean, there are certain things that I've done that, you know, maybe didn't tickle my fancy sexually, but I did them because, well, first of all, I wanted to, and second of all, I know that that is something that would be fulfilling to my Dom. Not everything that he does for me will be fulfilling to him, but as long as we both agree that that is something we actually want to do for each other, whether we absolutely love it and cream our panties over it or not, you know, it's a communicative thing. I think it also has a lot to do with my level of submission with the person that I'm with. So if I'm with a Dom and I'm really completely enamored in that dynamic with them, of course this comes with personality and, you know, experience and all those things, but if I'm with a Dom that I feel truly, truly devoted to, my level of devotion changes and I'm more willing to do things I maybe wouldn't do with other Doms, with that particular Dom, for example. So it changes based on my level of devotion to that person. There are certain things that I'll do and certain things that I won't if I'm not feeling entirely devoted to the person that I'm with.
Yeah. And again, from my perspective, being a pleasure Dom, daddy Dom, DDLG mm-hmm. type of dynamic, I've always struggled with the sub wanting to please me, even if it's a soft no. And because if my sub isn't totally into something and I can't see that they're really enjoying what we're doing, it loses its luster for me and I'm not into it as much.
Yeah.
So you saying that it's something you want to do as well or experience as well, that for me is, that's like a, you know, 100%, you know, that's awesome, fantastic. Even though it's not your thing, it's something that you would desire to do for the experience, then I'm all in. If yeah. a sub is simply doing something because it's to appease me or please me, that is just a total, you know, turn off for me, I'll be honest. And so like, you know, both parties, I think for me being that type of Dom, it both has to be a pleasurable experience for both.
Yeah, and
now
and,
there are different levels of that pleasurable experience, but I mean, there's got to be something that's pleasurable about that experience that they want to do. And you saying that it's something that you want to do is, I think, really important for me as a daddy Dom. Is that I need to hear that is this something that you want to do, not only just not for just me, but for us.
Yeah, it's. Ultimately, I mean, the way I think about it is, you know, it's an experience. And a lot of the times, certain things that I might have been hesitant about but decided to try turned out really well and turned into something that I later enjoyed more often, you know. So I think it's important to obviously be open-minded in this space because there are so many things to experience. And, you know, of course, those hard limits are hard limits for a reason. But, you know, if you're sort of on the fence about something and you're thinking, look, maybe I'll give it a go, doesn't hurt to try once or twice, I think that's a great thing because, yeah, that's how I've found out about things that, you know, once I would think, oh, no, I'm never doing that. That's definitely not what I'm into. And now I'm like, yes, give me more of that. I love that. So sometimes you have to give things a go, of course, if you want to and you feel ready to try new things, because in the end, what you might be hesitant about might be something that you end up absolutely loving.
Oh, it's always the way, right? Your head says no, but your tingly parts say, what was that?
Exactly right.
And then you go down that rabbit hole of Pornhub and it's like, oh yeah, I need more of that. Let's do that.
That's exactly right. And it's almost like you have to overcome some internal shame sometimes or societal pressure. Like there's been certain things that, you know, I've been with doms and they've said, oh, I really love this. And I've thought in my head, I'm like, oh God, like, no, you know, not for me. Or I don't know how to facilitate that. And then fast forward a year later and I'm like,
you're being tied up.
I'm like, yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's really funny the way that evolves. And I think it's really great to give it space and give it an opportunity to evolve into something. Of course, if that's what you want. And I definitely sympathize with you with what you say, like, you know, if the person isn't, you can see that they're not really into it, it totally kills the mood, it kills the vibe. So I guess if you're willing to try something new, you know, really try it, take it in your stride, embrace it fully. And if it's still not your thing, well, now you know, you don't know until you try. It's as simple as that. Of course, just safely and always consensually.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you know, the conversation before something happens has to hit on all marks. The introduction, you know, the beginning, the scene itself, and of course what the ending and what happens after the ending. All those conversations are really important to have because it's not just the scene experience itself. It's everything that happens before and after that makes that scene more intense and more enjoyable, right? Because you know you're going to be taken care of beforehand. You're going to be respected. You're going to be enjoyed. You are going to enjoy. And then afterwards, you're going to be taken care of by your dom in a way that you are required and needed to be.
Exactly right. And I think that also extends into everyday life. I mean, if you're in a dom-sub relationship and you're branching that out into real daily life, then, you know, that also extends to that. I'm trying not to laugh because I actually just got a message from my lovely daddy dom saying that he'll bring back lunch for me after I'm done. So it's a good moment because you know what
he's
it is.
He's a good man.
Yeah, it's things like that. And if you're extending your relationship outside of the bounds of your four bedroom walls, you know, you have to keep that communication line open, and it has to constantly be thriving.
Yeah, and I think that's a big difference from having a DS sexual partner and a DS or, you know, relationship is that, you know, it's the attentiveness. It's the care and attentiveness of making sure that you're cared for on all levels, not just, you know, the sexual levels. For me, again, as a daddy dom, it's important for me to take care of those small things on a daily basis because in turn, they are given back to me in spades. You know, it's that person that my sub wants to give back. She desires to give back because I am taking care of all those little things like lunch today after you're done.
Exactly.
You know, and exactly. That's great. Cool. Can, you know, let's have lunch. Excellent. Can I give you a blowjob afterwards? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It really fuels your desire for that person, I think. And, you know, even outside of that dynamic, I mean, caring for your partner is so important. But, yeah, especially in that dynamic, if my Dom can show me that he's willing to take care of me in many other ways, then I feel even more secure to give more of myself when we get into that private bedroom space. So, yeah, I think it really fuels that desire.
Yeah, and I think you touched on two really separate type of items here, is that you have that relationship that was purely a dom sub sexual relationship that when you got together it was sexually charged. That's what you were there for. That's what you both wanted. That's what you did, and then you went away.
Yeah,
and then you have the other part of it of, like I always said, it's like, you have sex for an hour a day. What are you doing with the other 23 hours of your day with this person?
Yeah.
You know, are you or are you not? Are you there for the dom sub sexual experience for that hour or so that works? So what are you doing for the rest of your day? Are you with this person? Does it work with this person? So all those other things of within a DS relationship seep in to that relationship. They have to seep into that relationship in order for, if you want to have that outside of the sexual nature. It's great, as you said, to have that sexually charged scene with that person that you connect with on that level, and it's great to have that. But if you're looking for a DDLG relationship, that intense, all those little things of caring and give and take and the whole bit and communication, everything has to seep into the rest of your life. Otherwise, it's kind of, that's one-sided, it's empty. So you had that relationship, you had that great sexual experiences, and then what do I got? Well, I guess I'm going to work today. I guess I'm doing this. I'm doing everything else alone today. I'm doing it alone. Oh my God. So I'm not poo-pooing those scenes and sexual relationships because I think they are very intense and very gratifying, and you would learn a lot about yourself and, the people that you want to be with. But if you were looking for a truly DS relationship, that has to migrate into the rest of your relationship.
100%. And I think that's a really important thing to recognize before you get into the dynamic, because it can be really detrimental for you if you haven't properly set out what you want. I know that, for example, that very charged sexual relationship that I had was so great that my emotions started seeping into that. And I think that was the point where I realized, okay, this is great sexually, but I obviously want it more, and I want it outside of the sexual realm. And not everyone will be the same. Like you said, some people are happy to have that sexual relationship and then go home by themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think that relationship showed me that I wanted more outside, because I didn't have it outside of that sexual space, and I wanted that so badly. So it's really important to recognize what you want and to flag that before you potentially put yourself into a position that might hurt you. Because those emotions, inevitably, they're going to get into that dynamic. If you're submitting yourself that heavily, you have to recognize that your brain will just do things and put your emotions into it.
Oh my gosh, Anya, you so, and again, I from my perspective, is what is the level of expectation from me? We're in a sexually charged, relationship, like to, at the beginning, like most, you know, people get together, they're attracted to each other, they fuck, and, you know, they had a great, you know, DS kind of sex or a scene or whatever the case may be, and then they continue to do that. But what is expected of me as a daddy dom from that sub? Is it expected from me to be there on a daily basis to check in with you? What is that expectation for a daddy dom? That is kind of a navigation challenge to find out what is the level of expectation of my sub or that sub from me that I can give or not give to that person. And I think that's a huge challenge, which has turned out on a couple of occasions to be, you know, a sad experience, because I wasn't able to give the level of expectation that sub required from me. Yeah. I just simply wasn't. It wasn't in my nature. It wasn't in my time reference. It wasn't in my personal space. It just wasn't there for me to be able to be the type of dom that she required outside of that space that we were in. And it hurts me. It honestly hurts me that I wasn't able, or I'm not able, to be that total dom for someone. I can be part of a dom for someone, maybe, but maybe not at a complete dom for someone. And for me, sometimes that is a real struggle for me internally, not being someone for everyone, you know? And as a dom, as a daddy dom, as a pleasure dom, you want to be that guy. And so not being that guy for the sub that you're with, or the subs that you have, or, you know, that you interact with and whatnot, it affects me emotionally. It actually really does.
Of course. And you know, you can't always be that guy, just as I can't always be that sub that I want to be, you know. It really transcends both ways, and it can be really hard for everyone. And I think recognizing that our emotions get so entangled when we are in such a dynamic, you know, that's the reality of the situation. I mean, it's very hard to give yourself up to someone and not have a sense of deep emotion about it.
Yeah, you have a, I mean, I listen, one of the guys that lives close to me that is a rising porn star, the Flesh Mechanic, he lives very close to my vicinity. And, you know, he said that, you know, he started off doing scenes with, you know, one of his best friends. And even though there's not an emotional love connection there, there is a physical bond between you. You have had intercourse. You've been fucking. You've been doing all those nasty things. You have physical connection, which relates into some sort of mental and emotional connection, regardless of what you think and regardless of what you want. It happens. It's going to happen. And navigating and managing that space can be quite difficult to do.
Yeah, that's a really great point, because, I mean, it's having sex is like as physically close to another human being you could possibly get. And you're right. Like, even if I hate you and I've had sex with you and, you know, I can't stand the sight of you, there is always going to be the fact that you and I have been as close as humanly possible to each other. And
it doesn't go away. There's only one more thing that's more intimate between two people. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I'm really curious what you're going to say. I would imagine like having a child or something.
Possibly. It's actually something on a daily basis. It's going to the bathroom in front of somebody.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Right? Right. It's something we do alone by ourselves. Imagine having your significant other or whatever standing right there while you're doing it. It's like, this is kind of my space. What the hell are you doing in it? So, you know, outside of sex, I think that's the most intimate thing that you could possibly do with somebody.
That's true. I will admit that I am that girl who will peep in and be like, are you peeing?
Oh, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about right? So unless you're into that kink and you're not into that kink at all, that is truly an intimate spot to be in.
Yeah.
Sorry to get off topic on that. But...
No, that one's a lot. I mean...
Right, it is a lot. So, I mean, if I think you, that's, you know, I think for any relationship to level up to the toppest point of the, everything, that's the key right there. Oh my God, I'm so juvenile. Fuck.
No, it's actually a really good point, to be honest, because, you know, it's funny. I could sit and watch my partner do that, but I don't think I could deal with him sitting and watching me do that.
Right? I think it goes both ways. I think it's... Oh my God. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're talking about everything today.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you can't say I didn't warn you. I can be quite juvenile, especially if I've been drinking. And I believe at this point in the conversation, I've had a few rum and cokes at that point. So as you can tell, I'm getting quite boisterous and quite loose in the tongue. My apologies to Anya for having to deal with that, but it was great fun anyway, and we had a fantastic chat. I hope you got a lot out of it as much as I did, and look forward to your comments in the comment section of this podcast. And again, for further discussion on this episode or any of the past episodes of the Daddy Dom podcast, don't be afraid to sign up and subscribe to the Daddy Dom podcast on Patreon, and we can chat till our heart's desires. Next week, we have the last part of this mini-series of the Daddy Dom podcast, and last part 4. We get into a subject that I've mentioned in previous episodes that I'm going to have an entire episode based on that, and that is brat or bratty behavior. And I'll be honest, I've stayed away from that subject because it was something that I really didn't like, those tendencies. I didn't like that personality. But Anya brought up something in this next episode that really kind of changed my entire view on what a brat is and what brat tendencies are. And I hope we get to stick around and share that next week on the Daddy Dom podcast. Earbuds in, stay tingly, and have a great week. For more on the Daddy Dom podcast, subscribe to patreon.com/daddydompodcast and all the tingles at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. I'll see you next week, right here on Daddy's lap. Be a good girl.